Good evening. I'll be a little loud, mightn't I? It's good to see everybody out this evening. I really mean that. It is good to see each and every one of you. You know, because I walk up here and I look back and I see all the smiling faces. It reminds me that I've got people around me to lean on when we all need support from time to time. And it's good to see each and every one of you. So, appreciate you. Tonight, it's always hard to know what to do for a 5-minute devotional because we're trying to get in the video series and all our other classes going on, but tonight, here goes. It's going to be, if sin had a smell. Now, some of y'all may have read the book that we're going to talk about a little bit tonight, but if sin had a smell. Go ahead and turn to Matthew 7, verses 3 through 5. Matthew chapter 7, verse 3 through 5. Jesus speaking said, "And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye?" "And behold, a beam is in thine own eye. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." We've all heard this verse. Many of us can probably quote it a lot better than I read it. But I recently read a book with our family during our nightly devotionals. It was by Tim Lewis. It's called The Domino Effect. If you've not read it, I recommend it. It's just a really good, straightforward book. Kind of keeps you pointed in the right direction. But he recounted a story about a lady, or a story from a lady about how a fellow in church had suffered from bouts of alcoholism and showed up several times in services attempting to hide his sinful problem. But without success, as the smell of the alcohol would waft to the noses of the people he passed by, many would realize that he still had his problem. As the people in the congregation began to whisper about the man and deride him behind his back, a young girl in the story mentions to her grandfather, "You know, grandfather, this fellow has a problem, but he keeps coming to church. And all these people know it." But the grandfather had one of the best answers I think I've ever heard. And he basically asked the question, "What if sin had a smell? What if? What if greed or lust or covetousness? What if all those things or any number of sins that people do had a smell?" A pungent, unmistakable odor that told what they did. You know, the grandfather's point in the story was that some sins don't show outwardly. But just like the drunkenness of the one man did, they're just as deadly, spiritually speaking, as the ones that you could smell. You know, what about us? Would we be able to sit in the pew and not offend our neighbors with our own smell? Would we be able to hold our composure as everyone's sins came to light as well as our own if we could smell them? You know, it's something to think about, because one day our sins will come to light as we stand in judgment. Romans 14, verse 11 and 12. "For it is written, As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God." Notice he said, of himself. You know, are you ready to give an account to God tonight? If you're not a Christian, you can become one tonight through faith, repentance of sins, confessing Jesus as the Christ, the Son of God, being baptized for the remission of those sins, and beginning to live a Christian life. Or maybe you're like the Christian in the story, struggling with alcohol or other sins that you can't smell, and you need to ask for prayers of the church for strength and for God's forgiveness. Whatever your need might be, we ask as you come tonight, allow us to pray for you as we stand and sing.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
You now may go to your classes.